There are few things in life better than proving your critics wrong, than rising again, against the odds, after you've been down. Such exhilaration is the feeling of Melbourne Victory after this weekend just concluded in the A-League. Melbourne Victory have recently been in such a rotten run of form, some have been saying club icon, coach Kevin Muscat, should be relieved of his duties. Those suggestions aren't being so freely voiced now, after Melbourne Victory lived up to their name and had a big victory over one of their biggest rivals, a convincing 3-0 romp against Adelaide United. Muscat says the vengeance feels good, but this has to be the start of his team's revival, not the sum total of it.
All the commentary leading up to tonight, you know, was, you know, what a good season Adelaide United are having and how well they're travelling, and we jump them tonight. We go to fourth place. My emotion at the moment is pride. What we won't allow is it to be a sense of relief.
Sydney FC remains top of the A-League standings by 11 points. After surviving an early scare in wet conditions against arch-rivals the Western Sydney Wanderers to beat them 3-1. The Newcastle Jets are in second place and the Jets play Sydney FC next weekend. In cricket, Australia has won its sole warm-up match before the first test match on its tour of South Africa, beating a South African selection by 5 wickets in Benoni. Warm-up matches on tour aren't what they used to be with the packed modern cricket schedule, but Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc sees value in the match his side played, with the first of 4 test matches against the real South African national team starting on Thursday in Durban.
I think there's a few of us that haven't played any red ball cricket before, including a couple of the quicks, so it's definitely a good hit out with the ball and the bat. Obviously nice to have a little chase there at the end and have to put the foot down to step up the rate and get close in the end. So it was a good 3 days, and I think a lot of the guys will take heaps out of it.
Trial matches dominated the weekend in rugby league, with the season set to begin on March the 8th. Much interest centred on Gosford on the New South Wales Central Coast. That's where Sydney Roosters star signing Cooper Cronk made his first appearance in his team's new colours in their practice match against Manly. Despite the publicity surrounding Cronk's move from the Melbourne Storm to the Roosters and Cronk's hefty salary at his new employer, some are questioning whether he will be able to combine effectively with his new teammates. That's a storyline Roosters coach Trent Robinson is keen to kill off, doing so after watching his new charge play under him for the first time this past weekend.
I think you can see people that have played for years that don't have good combinations, and guys that work hard enough and train hard enough and get it very quickly. He put his influence on the team around his control of the game.
The Roosters start their campaign for real on Saturday the 10th of March when they play the West Tigers. Already underway is the rugby union season. Australian teams in the Super Rugby competition, paired back to 15 teams this season, saw their first action this past weekend. When two of them played each other on Friday night, the Melbourne Rebels, who won only one game last season, surprisingly thrashed the Queensland Reds. The Canberra-based Brumbies won their season-opening game in Tokyo, but not before looking like they would lose at one point to their opponents, the lowly Sunwolves. And the New South Wales Waratahs won their first game too. And how? Young forward Ned Hannigan scoring a try in the closing moments of the match to give his side a 34-27 win over the Cape Town-based Stormers in Sydney. Waratahs captain Michael Hooper telling Fox Sports he's very pleased with aspects of his side's performance, but it was far from perfect.
It was a really good game, I thought. Both teams, you know, swings of power there throughout the game. Really happy with our little 10 minutes when we had someone in the bin. Managed to grind, get up there and put the pressure back on them. Really nice start, lots to work on though.
The Waratahs now play their next 2 matches overseas, starting next weekend in South Africa against the Durban-based Sharks. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.